And excited to be today live on America's Voice Network. Jeff Cruere here. Welcome back to our WGSO listeners and everyone who is now part of this. And this is our premier launch of the program on the network. Had some issues we've been working out technically. We're getting things all smoothed out and excited to be part of this. And certainly I think it's going to be bringing to all of us some good information, some great guests, important topics, and I really do think you'll enjoy it. And very pleased to have with us our next guest. And she is the daughter of someone I admired so much. Phyllis Schlafly was someone that had a monumental impact on this country and was really known as a lady with a tremendous amount of courage. Republicans would go to see her because they wanted her endorsement. She really spoke for so many people across this country. Looked at her as one of the leaders in the social conservative movement, the founder of Eagle Forum, one of the people that really spearheaded the opposition to the Equal Rights Amendment. And I think without her, it would have passed and been implemented in this country. And many people say it would have been disastrous. And I think her legacy is tremendous. And now carrying on that legacy is her daughter, who's joining us here on the Ringside program. Ann Corey is with us. Hey, Ann, how are you? Good morning.
Thank you so much, Jeff, for having me on. It's such a pleasure to be with you and to talk about this, and not only the great work that my mother did, but the great work that Eagle Forum is continuing to do.
Well, let's get into that, if we could, Ann, and tell our folks a little bit about what Eagle Forum is focused on these days.
Well, Eagle Forum has always been about the family. The family is the central building block of the United States, and without a strong family, we don't have a strong America. And to that end, my mother fought against the ratification of the Equal Rights Amendment to be put in the Constitution in the 1970s. And would you believe they're trying to bring it back now? I mean, this is just would be a horrible thing. But earlier this year, the Louisiana legislature had to vote it down because they want to shoehorn it into the Constitution. And what ERA would have done in the 70s and what it would do today would be to have interchangeability between men and women. And that would upend our society to have men and women as interchangeable in every single aspect. And so equality may sound right, but women lose when men and women are equal.
Let's talk, if we could, about where things stand. So it came very close back in the 70s to being ratified, didn't it?
Well, what happened is that ratification to the U.S. Constitution requires a supermajority because it's important that all of Americans want to amend our Constitution. It's a big deal to amend our Constitution. So to that end, the more people found out about this bad amendment, the more they rejected it. And although they got 35 out of 38 states,
wow,
it slowed down when people found out what was going on with it. And so the last state to ratify was 1977. And now they're trying to put states today on those ratifications made more than 40 years ago and put it into the Constitution. And that's a cheat on our rule of law.
So how many states, I mean, really it should have to start over, shouldn't it?
Yes. It should have to start over. But, you know, the left never likes to play by the rules. Now, do they?
No.
If they can get it into the Constitution, they're going to try to do it.
So how many states did the left right now say that they have, supporting the Equal Rights Amendment? So how many do they claim that they have now?
They say they're one away because there were two states a couple of years ago that ratified the ERA from the 1970s. And here's the problem. ERA says you can't discriminate on the basis of sex. Well, in the 1970s, I think we had a pretty good idea what sex meant, but I don't know what sex means today. Do you?
No, I have no idea. Everything's all confused, isn't it? I mean, it's a brand new world of new terms and all this craziness. So you make a very good point. Now, has this been challenged legally? I mean, are folks trying to challenge what they're trying to do, this end around?
I do expect that it will be challenged and the Supreme Court will ultimately decide. But in the meantime, I think people have to, I want to educate people to understand what interchangeability of male and female would mean for our laws and our society. So right now we have this push to accept transgenders in every regard. Now, I think if a man wakes up today and decides he's a woman, that does not give him rights to go into women's places. Women lose privacy. Women are harmed if men are suddenly able, just by declaring themselves female, to enter women's spaces.
And, you know, we saw Target. Remember, they instituted these policies and there was a backlash and people said, well, we're uncomfortable going there because you had these sort of unisex bathrooms. Right, Ann? I mean, that was what they were going to be promoting across the nation.
Well, frequently, people try to deride it as a bathroom thing. But really, you have to think of it in terms of the harms in much other spaces besides that. So, for example, girls' athletics. If you say that boys can be in girls' athletic spaces, girls are at a complete disadvantage when boys come into their spaces. And that's not good for girls, and it's not good for our society that we are unable to protect girls from harm.
And what happens to girls that have spent years training to succeed in their various sports when they then have to compete against transgender athletes? We're seeing women's sports turned upside down, aren't we?
You are. You are seeing them turned upside down. And what you have is you have men who aren't able to get at the top of their game against men. So then they decide to compete against women. And that's
crazy
on us. Yes. Yes, but that is what interchangeability means. And if you say that that there is no difference between men and women in any respect, that's the end result. And so you get a point where this is not only, there are always people who say, well, I'm sure there's some women who can compete. Well, actually, no. In the end, men, the testosterone in men is always going to outcompete the ability of women.
So even if someone,
there are fundamental biological differences.
Yes,
between men and women.
And of course, and we know the left tries to always minimize those differences, but God created us differently, didn't God? And we have men, we have women. We should celebrate the differences, not try to blur the differences. And I think it is really a shame what is happening in our country. My daughter was an athlete, and she was fortunate enough to compete against other young girls and not have to compete against transgender athletes. That would have been totally unfair. I would have been outraged as a father with a daughter in that kind of a situation. I'm reading stories, Ann, about what's happening to women's weightlifting and women's rugby and women's track and field. It's being turned upside down.
Particularly in any kind of contact sport, the women are much more likely to be injured when have to compete against the men. And it isn't just athletics. We have seen this in the U.S. military. Now, unfortunately, the problem with the U.S. military is that this diminishes our fighting force if we try to make the military politically correct and pretend there are no differences between men and women. And let me assure you that there no force that the American military is fighting against will be a male-female integrated force. They're going to be fighting against men, not other women.
Ann Corey is with us, president of Eagle Forum. And Ann, have you been pleased with what has happened in the Trump administration on some of these issues of concern to Eagle Forum? There's some other action you'd like to see, or have you pretty much given the administration high marks?
I think the administration has done something very well. I obviously, there's some of their judicial picks and the Supreme Court picks have been excellent. However, there's some other areas that I wish they would be more forceful. So, for example, the president has said that he wanted to overturn the nutty transgender in the U.S. military. I mean, the Obama administration said that the military should pay for transgender surgeries.
Crazy.
Well, so that's you and me, the taxpayers, paying for people who are having some mental issues. But instead, the military has not President Trump has said this, but it hasn't been enacted. And so I'd like to see some more forcefulness and follow through in some of the words.
So, Anne, let me get this clear. So the president ordered something to happen, yet those that work for him in the Defense Department have refused his order. Isn't he commander in chief?
Well, there are a lot of holdovers from the Obama administration that are not pleased with the direction that the president wants to take the military.
Well, I mean, I know that the president wasn't real pleased with General Mattis and brought in a new defense secretary. So hopefully we're going to have someone now that he can work with that'll implement what the president wants. I mean, I would think that this would be something that they would do.
We hope so. We hope so, because I think it's important that we have a strong military defense and we don't water down our military because of today's ideology that pretends that there are no differences between men and women.
And we don't make the taxpayers pay for surgery that, from what I can tell, could cost $100,000 or more. I mean, this is very, very expensive surgery, isn't it? I mean, that's insane that the taxpayers would have to pay for that.
Well, here's the thing. You don't have a right to be a member of the military. You have to perform. And there are a lot of people who cannot be members of the military because of physical limitations. I mean, the military wants people who can perform the tasks, not just because they need to fill a specific ideology slot.
And love to have you back on the program. Thank you so much for joining us. Keep up the great work. And folks, on our podcast page at WGSO.com, we'll link to where you can get more information about Eagle Forum and Corey and all the folks working with her. Thank you, Ann.